you rebels. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?
If act of righteousness erase my wickedness. Furthermore, when we discuss righteousness in the scriptures, are we speaking of our own efforts to attain righteousness? Or is it a righteousness that can only and solely be bestowed by our Savior? How delicate is the distinction between righteousness and wickedness? All this is what I want to get into in today's message. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. I am Brother Paul Roy, coming to you live from Italy. And today's message is called One Act of Wickedness Wipes It All Out. But bear with me. Let's pray first. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this most precious set-apart day, your Shabbat. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for the hope that we have in your word, the promises in your word. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you, Abba, for giving us the gift of breath and life. May we not squander it. May we not profane it. May we not pervert it, this precious gift that you've given to us. But may we honor you by walking righteously before you and not in wickedness. We thank you for your word, Abba. May you please continually write it upon our hearts. Please keep it in the forefront of our minds. And may we continually, may your words continually flow from our lips. We ask all of this in Yeshua's precious name. Amen and amen. So, first I want to read the scriptures that I've got this set on. Or this whole message is based off of Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 12 through 20. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver. I'm going to start this over because I really want to emphasize some things. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Nor shall the righteous be able to live because of his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteous works shall be remembered. But because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die. If he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has stolen, and walks in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and he shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not fair, but it is their way which is not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall die because of it. But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is lawful and right, he shall live because of it. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, I will judge every one of you according to his own ways. Is a definite slap upside the head. Haughtiness is what makes us think that we are righteous in the first place. I would dare say that we are never to say we are righteous. Who are we to make such declaration? It's not for us to declare. It's for Yah to decide. And if we are righteous, it is not by us declaring it, nor do we need to. It is not because of what we do or don't do, but it is because Messiah decides to declare us righteous. For it is by his power and his authority that proclaims anyone to be righteous. Simply put, men and women think very, very highly of themselves. So what is righteousness biblically that we must have? The simplest and shortest answer, righteousness is the conformity to the will, the standard, that is God's alone, as well as submission to his character. Let me read that again. Righteousness is the conformity to the will and standard that is God's alone, as well as submission to his character. So we must conform to him the way he says to. Wickedness is the rejecting and turning away from his standard, from his will, and from his character. This is what true righteousness is and how to lose it. This is why those who turn to wickedness, regardless of how long you have walked righteously, it takes only one act of said wickedness to wipe out all of your righteousness. And we have these scriptures. This isn't my words. This is Yah's words. I encourage you to study these verses out, Ezekiel 33:12-20. That with all the righteousness, one act of wickedness wipes out all that righteousness. None of that righteousness will deliver you from any acts of iniquity. No righteousness that you have walked in by Yah's standard covers your sin, your iniquity that you commit in that moment. It will not wipe that away. It will not erase that. Why is that? Because your righteousness does not take care of sin. Only he takes care of sin. Only he can wipe it away. And no matter how much righteousness you have, that one act of wickedness, the reason why it destroys that righteousness is because if you were to die after committing this wickedness and sin, you would not be saved. Moses is a great example of someone who walked in absolute righteousness, but in one act of disobedience, which God looks at as wickedness, he lost the privilege and the opportunity to enter into the promised land with Israel. It cost him his entrance into the promised land. One act of wickedness. Okay, where was I at? But what is amazing in the fairness and blessings of the great and perfect mercy of Yah is that when we stop rejecting his will, his standard, and his character, and we receive it unto ourselves, adhere to it, then the same principle applies in the reverse. One act of righteousness, turning away from iniquity and wickedness, which is to do what is lawful and right according to Yah's word, will bring you life, and it will deliver you from wickedness. This is true righteousness, and this kind of righteousness we cannot obtain of our own accord. We cannot take and receive it by our own doing. It's about submitting to the full authority of God the Father. It's not because we strive to be good or because we help others or any of these things. It's for those things will not make us righteous in the eyes of God, nor give us entrance into his heaven. Whether that be in the eternal New Jerusalem or in paradise now or any other way. But it is only because and by us surrendering to his character, his will, and his standard that was set thousands of years ago, that he had his prophets, disciples, and everything put into writing into the Holy Scriptures. From that, we are changed into the person who loves others. From that, we are changed into the person who is a living sacrifice and loves the neighbors as himself and is a light in the midst of the darkness. Mishpahah, we are surrounded and we are getting swallowed up by the wickedness of this world. I've seen people quitting left and right. They are throwing their hands up and saying, I can't do this anymore. It's too hard. It's too confusing. I don't know what's truth. I don't know which is real Shabbat. I don't know how to do the feast. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with Messiah. I don't know this and I don't know that. But the reason why they don't know is because, and every single time, it's always the same answer. It's this person, that person, and I've read this and I've read that. But they're not reading the Word of God, and they're not shutting off all of the people who are talking contrary to the Word of God, yet pretending to be shepherds. Stop listening to people, including me. Go read the Bible. Go study it for yourself. Whether you speak, you were born into the English language, Spanish, Italian, Russian, Czechoslovakian, whatever language you were born into. Reading the Bible in your language is enough. You don't need to know and learn and have an expert opinion on the Hebrew and the Greek writings of the ancient text. You can read it in your language and you have the fullness of the entirety of from the start of the creation to sin, to death, and to Yeshua coming to save our souls by his death and resurrection. We have it all. And it is simple to understand. Psalm 119, verse 130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. And if you seek God with all of your heart, you will find him. You just need to read the word and stop listening to everybody else who is making it so complicated and confusing. When things start getting complicated and confusing with the Word of God, then it's time to start eliminating people that you're listening to, because I promise you, they're the ones that are causing the confusion. The Word says God does not cause confusion. And He is not a God. His Word is not a bunch of hidden messages that we have to use a treasure map and numbers to try to figure out what it clearly says. We need to go to Him. We need to hit our knees in absolute submission to Him. We need to cry out to Him in repentance. And then we need to ask Him, please reveal to me your Word. Please show me who you are, that I may serve you, that I may conform to your will, to your standard, and to your character, so that I may walk in the holiness, so that I may be clean before you, that you will declare me clean, that you will declare me righteous, that you will declare me saved. But the only way this is ever going to happen, Mishpaha, is absolute surrender to His Word. And I've been saying this a lot, and this is going to become, it's going to become a part of my vocabulary in every way, in every teaching, and everything that I talk about from here on out. Stop questioning the Word of God. It is infallible. You are not. It is perfect. You are not. It is holy and righteous. You are not. And if you are confused, and if you think there is any contradiction in the Scriptures, it is because of you. It is because of your finite mind, not because of His infinite Word. It is because of your lack of wisdom, your lack of understanding, not because there is actual corruption in His Word. And God has never lost control of His Word. And if you entertain the thought that He has, this is why you can never get past where you are. This is why you are hitting one wall after another in your walk. This is why you are so confused. This is why you are stressed, because you're listening to all these ignorant buffoons out there who are getting you to question the authority, the infallibility, and the absolute perfect truth that is the very Bible, Genesis to Revelation. God has never lost control of His Word. The one who hangs the earth from nothing, the one who formed you in your mother's womb, the one who breathed breath into the nostrils and gave life, the one who spoke and it became, and He can't stop man from corrupting His Scriptures. Are we that dumb to believe that man is so powerful that God can't stop man? But He stopped Pharaoh, He stopped Nebuchadnezzar, He stopped everybody throughout the world from doing anything that He didn't want done. And He showed the greatness and power through those who thought they were powerful, and showed just how weak they are. And then not to mention the utter disrespect that He showed all the fake gods of Egypt with the 10 plagues. Each one of those plagues was a plague of God using to mock their gods. God of lice, God of flies, and frogs, and water, and blood. All of these were Egyptian gods. And He made a mockery of them. He made a fool of every one of them. But yet man has control and can corrupt His Scriptures to where we don't know what to do, that we don't know what's truth and what isn't, that we don't know what part of the Bible's truth and what isn't. That is the biggest lie straight from hell and Satan. That's the exact same thing Satan did to Eve in the garden when he got her convinced to believe God didn't really mean you would die. And she got suckered. And so do we when we listen to man. Stop listening to the imperfection of man. Stop listening to the outright lies of Hasatan and listen to the only truth that exists in all of the world. And that is Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 and everything in between. That is the word of God. It is the truth of God. It is your only source to know how to walk holy, righteous, and to know how to receive salvation and the hope of eternal life. It will only come through the righteousness of Adonai, our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That is how our righteousness is not wiped out by wickedness, is by staying faithful and staying true to the one and only. Amen? Amen. We love you all, Mishpaha, but most of all, Yah loves you. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat shalom.